Yeah, here's a little bit more from the email sent out by K-State. The release here about the game time remaining unchanged, 3:30 tomorrow for K-State and top-ranked Baylor. They do encourage fans, if you're listening by chance and are coming from out of town, you can check the weather and road conditions at ks.org. Also, I did not know this, but students are going to be able to get into this game for free. So just bring your student ID, and they will all be able to get in, which should help a little bit with some of the attendance that you worry about with anybody who's trying to travel due to the weather. Top-ranked team, obviously you want to have a big crowd, deserves a big crowd, and there's no doubt in my mind it would be a big, very good crowd if there were not weather issues here. But I wonder now how much this will affect things. I think that's a good move to let students back in. Plus, really like the first weekend, you'd expect a lot of them to be back with classes, I believe, starting back up next week.
If you could, you repeat the website again for all of us of road conditions, where we could find that?
Yeah, ks.org. ks.org.
So ksdot.
Yes, ksdot.org. You're literally writing that down, aren't you?
I'm going to keep that in mind.
I thought I was doing that for the listener's sake. Instead, I'm just doing it for Mitch Fortner's sake. We're helping each other
You're
out.
Helping everybody out, John.
Yeah, I know. I know. I got your back. 537-1350, 866-776-1350 to join the game. You can tweet questions or comments to the game, KMAN, as well, or to myself, JL Kurtz, or Mitch DeFort on Twitter. Baylor is coming in. They're the top-ranked team in the country, and there is one narrative here that I started to talk about, think about after Tuesday night when Baylor got whacked at West Virginia. And the more and more I've thought about it, the more I think it's actually something I'm not buying into. And it's a pretty common sports cliche for people to believe in and think about and bring up in situations like this. And that is, all right, this is a good team. They just got upset. They're going to come in here very angry, very fired up, and you're going to have to watch out for them because you wanted to be the team that jumped up and surprised them, not the team before. I don't buy into that nearly as much in this scenario as I might in some others. And I'll start with the first mere fact of I feel like over time, the more and more that has happened and the more and more I've seen games, seen situations like that, it feels to me like it's an overblown type of narrative and type of thought, and it's just something that works better in theory for fans to think about. I think for fans of the team who just lost to think about. Bring up an example here. I think typically you would hear a Kansas fan say late in the year, if they're on a real roll going through the Big 12 or the Big 12 tournament, like, hey, we'd rather lose a game in the Big 12 tournament, get it out of the way, and then be fired up and locked in and focused for the NCAA tournament. I don't think there's really anything to that at all. And especially with Baylor here, you know, that point aside, then in general it seems like an overblown thing. Baylor just picked up their first loss of the year, and this is a team that had just spent the last week plus, just hearing about how great they are, how awesome they are, how wrong everybody was about them. It had just been total smooth sailing. They had not really dealt with any bump in the road at all. So we don't know how they're going to respond to a loss. Different teams could respond different ways. They haven't had to deal with it yet this year. That was quite literally their first loss at West Virginia. Another factor here, and this is one that goes against a lot of what I try and preach on this show, which is that Scott Drew is a great coach because coaching includes a lot more than just how you're coaching literally out on the floor in game. There's a lot more to it than that. And the bottom line is Scott Drew went from a program that had endured one of the biggest scandals in NCAA history and couldn't even play a non-conference schedule when he started, and he's been to two regional finals, two Elite Eights in his time there. He's a good coach, whether you want to admit that or not. However, the knock on him, and I'll admit there is something to it, is that he's not the greatest in-game coach. The greatest coach out there actually on the sideline when you're in a game is reputation of recruit a bunch of talent and roll the ball out there. There's a little bit to that. It's a little bit to that. And he's also just a very mild-mannered, fairly reserved guy. Do you really think Scott Drew's the guy that's going to deliver the big rah-rah speech that gets Baylor ready to run through a wall and fired up and they're going to be playing off of that frustration and anger from losing at West Virginia so much because Scott Drew's there to channel it? I mean, I don't think he's really the guy that can do that. There are some coaches in the Big 12 that you might think would be able to. You know, Bob Huggins, Bill Self. I would trust those guys more so to deliver some kind of rallying cry for their team to be able to do that. I don't think it's Scott Drew and Baylor, even though I will still stand by. Scott Drew is a very good coach. If you just look at the bottom line and the facts. The final point here, they're not returning home. I mean, this is not like Baylor getting to go back to the friendly confines of what they know at home coming off a tough loss. Now, this is the Big 12. This is not intramurals, Dan Hawkins. It's not. This is a tough road for them to go through. You go play at West Virginia, turn it over 29 times, get blitzed by Press Virginia. Now you got to come to Bramlage. And say what you will about K-State the last couple of years, but Bramlage, clearly, I think most would agree, not an easy place to play. Even some of the better teams that have rolled through in the last couple of years have really struggled and or lost. Last 2 years, with all the issues K-State's had, they've still beaten Kansas, a good Iowa State team, number one Oklahoma last year. That's all happened in each of the last 2 years here in Bramlage. So I think from that standpoint, too, that adds something to it as well for the Bears. I do not expect them to come with any extra kind of gusto just because they lost a game earlier this week.
And I do want to mention, Baylor last year was a pretty good team. K-State had some pretty bad luck against Baylor last year. Yet that Baylor team went out in the NCAA tournament, lost in the first round to Yale. Do we all remember that? Big upset. I think it was that was a 5-12. If I remember that correctly. And a lot of those pieces are still back with this team, and they're those same pieces that have that got Baylor out to an undefeated start. But they're beatable.
Oh, they're a good team, Virginia, but they're definitely beatable, yeah.
West Virginia is – that was probably an expected win for West Virginia, just because Baylor's the number one team. I get that, but West Virginia is good enough. They can beat anybody at home. They'll probably go undefeated at home. There's a really good chance they could do that this year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Although, you bringing up the Yale upset's not helping my Scott Drew as a good coach talking point here, but no, look, facts speak for themselves. Guys always got them in the NCAA tournament. They're sending guys to the NBA. I just saw in their notes earlier today, they're top 10 in the country and sending guys to the NBA draft since 2010. It's a good coach. Good coach. John Morris, Baylor play-by-play voice. Going to come on at 5:10 to tell everybody what the media and prognosticators were so wrong about the Baylor Bears on. How they went from not having a vote in the top 25 to being number one consensus less than 2 weeks or 2 months later, that is. When we return here on The Game, I may be missing out on something big tonight. We'll tell you about it. You're listening to The Game.